USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A reason for optimism in the fight against COVID. Pfizer reporting yesterday its COVID pill can help cut the risk of hospitalization or death in high-risk adults by almost 90%. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb telling CNBC who will benefit most.
This is going to be a backstop for people who have a breakthrough infection despite vaccination that's being studied for breakthrough infections, people who don't respond well to vaccines, and people who can't get vaccinated for whatever reason.
Pfizer plans to submit its data on the pill to the FDA by Thanksgiving. The CEO tells CNBC he expects the drug could be available by the end of the year. A rising number of breakthrough COVID cases in the UK being blamed on children. Health officials say unvaccinated kids are passing the virus on to their vaccinated parents. Research finds vaccinated people have a 25% chance of catching the virus if they live with a symptomatic COVID patient. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Amidst a tough week, Democrats find something to cheer about.
On this vote, the yeas are 228 and the nays are 206. The motion is adopted.
The House last night passing a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. It's designed to fix roads, bridges, rail, airports, seaports, mass transit, waterways, broadband infrastructure, and build more plug-in EV chargers. This comes just days after Democrats lost a governor's race in Virginia and narrowly avoided losing the governor's race in New Jersey. President Biden sees good news in the latest jobs report. The Bureau of Labor Statistics releasing the report yesterday. Over 530,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate drops to 4.6%.
America's getting back to work. Our economy is starting to work for more Americans. Thanks to the economic plan we put through in Congress earlier this year and a successful vaccine deployment, America continues to add jobs at a record pace.
But labor force participation shows no movement in October, still under 62%. Also, we're over 4 million jobs short of where we were pre-pandemic in February 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The energy secretary seems to think the federal government is powerless to stop energy prices from rising. Here's Tim Berg.
Gas prices continue to go up. AAA saying the nationwide average is just over $3.42 a gallon. Gas prices haven't been this high since January 2012. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on Friday laughed at a question about boosting America's domestic oil production, calling it hilarious.
Oh my God, that is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this. Oil is a global market. It is controlled by a cartel. That cartel is called OPEC, and they made a decision yesterday that they were not going to increase beyond what they were already planning.
That audio courtesy of Bloomberg. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Problems with the Andrew Cuomo trial. Here's Wendy King.
The sex crime case against the former New York governor has had a snag. The forcible touching case against Andrew Cuomo, according to prosecutors, is potentially defective because the investigator from the Albany Sheriff's Department who filed it failed to include a sworn statement from the victim. District Attorney David Soares said the investigator also failed to include certain parts of the woman's testimony that could be favorable to Cuomo. The judge then pushed Cuomo's appearance from later this month to January 7th. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.